So, was there any discussion with you and Katie about her being aggressive in today's swim and then taking it easy tomorrow to be ready for the 200? Or was this always the plan?
Those are two separate questions. There's zero discussion about being aggressive today and saving something for tomorrow, or less, whatever the question was. There's zero discussion about that, and today's plan was honestly 900 easy, 300 build, 300 choice. By 300 choice, I meant however she felt on the last 300, she was welcome to swim at whatever pace she wanted to.
And did you see after, you know, as she was going through this that, you know, really, were you surprised at all that she was so far about a second half throughout the race under world record?
It's almost to the point where I'm not surprised, but it was not something we expected, not something we talked about it at all.
Of all the races in this meet, what was the priority of the 1500?
You know, all the swims are important for various reasons, and I think the real priority of the 1500 was try and swim a comfortable race of, I'm repeating myself, 900 easy, 300 build, 300 choice. A low pressure type of swim.
Bruce, when you said that the lesson learned was that if you relax that you can have optimal performances, we kind of look at Katie as always relaxed. But do you mean like kind of the intensity of her focus? I think
there's some of both. There's some of the actual being relaxed and just in a low pressure environment can be very beneficial, and then also the, you know, swimming in a relaxed manner instead of swimming tight or trying to muscle things in the water.
Does she try to muscle things in the water?
Oh yeah.
Do you think in the 400 she did a little of that?
Maybe a little bit of it. Okay. Yeah, I think probably the shorter the race, the more inclined she's to do it.
You say tighten it, you say not swim relaxed, more inclined.
Right. I think the shorter the race, the more inclined she is to swim not relaxed.
And how can you tell when she's swimming not relaxed? What do you see?
Just fights the water more than she normally would. She tries to use power more than finesse. And she's such a beautiful, natural swimmer that when she just lets that go some of the time, it's just more efficient in the water.
So have you reversed your funny talk from, what was it, 2-3 years ago when you gave her, you know, C-minus in kicking and B-minus in pulling?
Well, she's
no natural feel for the water.
She set that up today by saying that she set that up today by saying she tried to pull the whole first 800 or 900. She didn't used to like pulling, but since she's been training with Andrew, my son, who really likes to pull, she's become a better puller.
Okay.
So she sort of set that up herself.
Okay.
You know, it's a time not too long ago that 1527, you know, would have seemed unfathomable, right? I mean, would you even put a number on what is now possible with her?
You know, I think the good thing that Katie and has contributed to her success is we've put very few numbers on anything. We've just talked about the things that we need to do better. And it was sort of the joke in the women's team meeting tonight before coming over. You know, we congratulate people on various swims and give a nice little round of applause. And we congratulated Katie on doing the best time. And that's just, you know, that's just the way she looks at it, is I'm trying to do, you know, trying to do the best time, trying to get better.
Can you, I mean, if you think back to like even 5 years ago, would you have thought 1527 is possible?
It is possible. And whether it's 5 years from now or 15 years from now or 35 years from now, you know, someone's going to come along and go 1510.
I'd
be almost sure of it. Might not be alive to see it, but you know, just when Janet Evans set all her records, those will stand forever. And when we had the Magic Suit records set, nobody will ever break those. Well, that didn't take very long. We're 6 years later now, and many of them, if not most of them, are gone.
What do you credit it to? Is this sort of shift in, as you said, making her training sort of more explosive and more sprint oriented. I mean, is the idea of approaching these things that you can go harder for longer?
I just think she's driven to get better. She's not afraid to challenge herself. I think I sort of paraphrased this before. She's not afraid of failure, but failure is not an option. So that's sort of a combination she's put together to work pretty well for her.
And when you, and by making, I mean, can you explain sort of the idea of making the training more explosive? Is it putting more sprints in, more faster intervals?
I think as coaches, we've realized that, stealing someone else's expression again, to swim fast, we have to swim fast. So we practice swimming fast a lot.
Is it a way to not only improve, but maybe to have more fun for her?
I think it is more fun. I also think it gives her the opportunity to prolong her career, which is something that we, you know, should take into consideration. Partly because it's more fun, and partly because you don't have the same repetitions on the body, so there's not quite the toll on it. She's been very fortunate to be healthy, you know, pretty much all along here. So
last year, after the trials, you say that maybe she will have to do a choice between the 200 and the 15. She decided to do both. Mm-hmm. What about you?
You know, we talked about it, and she wanted to do it. She saw it as a new challenge. And I think it goes right along those lines of she's not afraid to fail. And if she happened to fall flat on her face trying to do it, well, that's okay. But I wouldn't bet against her.
Do you think it's possible? Or did you prepare her for failure eventually?
She is very well prepared. Will she be successful? It's hard, but she's very well prepared.
Next year, you don't have to worry about a 1500. So how many events do you think? I mean, I guess it probably depends somewhat on the way the schedule sets up. But realistically, looking at the past, how many events do you think she could swim in Reno?
You know, we'll enter her in all the freestyle events, and then, you know, a lot can happen in a year, whether it's injury or illness, or whether it's a group of kids coming along that are better than she is, whether, you know, who knows what might happen.
Bruce, if she gets better the longer she goes, could she end up going into open water?
She would love to do open water, and that is complete sarcasm. I have broached it with her a few times, and she's like, no, I'm perfectly comfortable where I am.
So there's failure, and then there's...
I'm not doing that.
And it will...
You know, I think a lot of them start out that way, and
as
age groupers, and then sometimes we're not kind to them, and the sport's not kind to them, and they sort of become that way.
You said that she is well prepared. Did you change something because she maybe would choose to do both?
And I think our preparation is really for the 400 and 800, and we get what we get on the 200 and the 1500. I will claim to this day that we don't train for the 1500. Some people give me a hard time. Some people give me a hard time about that, but that's really not the focus of our training at any point.
Is this her last 1500 tomorrow for then a whole year?
No, she'll probably swim one at a Grand Prix meet or something, if I had to guess. Something different.
She talked about this year being one of the best training years she's had, especially when she came back from the last Alps training camp. What specifically do you think attributed to that?
Health is a huge thing. We have to keep that. You know, being a high school senior, there's potential for a lot of distractions, and she is so good at minimizing them that was great. Same vein, being a high school senior, she was finished her academic requirements, you know, much earlier in the spring than she would have been her junior or sophomore year, so it sort of let us get a jump on that.
And obviously she's going to be staying with you for another year. How much input did you give her in that decision, or was that kind of completely her?
You know, we talked about it, and I certainly shared my opinions and respect her decisions. And very fortunately, Greg Mann from Stanford and I and the Ledeckis were all able to communicate very openly and very candidly and no hidden agendas, and, you know, try and come to the best decision for Katie.
Two more guys.
No, she's not at the point where she's thinking about other strokes or medleys or things like that, or is that coming to, is that on the menu during the ultimate gap year?
We train because I think it's good for training, and she'll swim it occasionally at some of the meets, but you know, with the competition and those events, I don't expect her to fully pursue them.
How about this? When you talk about the fear of failure, is it sometimes like the parents and the coaches, like they make kids feel, I mean, is that what you're talking about, that they make?
It can be parents, it can be coaches, it can be classmates, it can be media, it can be teammates, it can be very people who are trying to be very helpful, but they sort of cast this net of creating failure as something to be afraid of, and it shouldn't.
Like if you don't set a world record every time.
I mean, it shouldn't be. I mean, it's such a safe environment to go out and do something that you love and try your hardest. And at the end of the day, you know, mom and dad are still going to love you. Your coach is still going to coach you. Your friends are still going to be your friends. And but, you know, get them to grasp that is sometimes difficult. I think it's just maturity and confidence and realizing what could be possible and embracing it and not being afraid of it, and you know, getting some really good training at the same time.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.